22 minutes to 1 o'clock, and KwaZulu-Natal Premier Sihle Zikalala, he's been testifying at the Human Rights Commission's hearing looking into the looting in KwaZulu-Natal and Gauteng in July. He has been asked questions about the barricades that were put up in Phoenix during the unrest. This is what he had to say about barricades and roadblocks.
The roadblocks, barricades, etc. Would you classify that as serious violations of human rights against those that lost their lives?
Yes, we will. I can clarify that a serious violation of human rights. Firstly, everyone has a right of free movement anywhere in the country, but everyone has a right to life and to live. And I think it's a violation of those human rights.
Interesting there. So Eyewitness News reporter Nhlanhla Mabaso joins us. He's at the hearings. Nhlanhla, good afternoon. What else did the Premier have to say about that volatile period in Phoenix? Let's get Nhlanhla Mabaso.
Issue of police. But he also spoke on the issue of police, basically pointing to their response, saying that although police wanted to assist, they did not have the necessary tools to. You would know that during a protests or sporadic protests, right? Police would need things like water cannons, stun grenades, and of course rubber bullets. But he pointed to water cannons, saying the whole province, KwaZulu-Natal, only has two police water cannons. Now, Ray, you would know how much of a geographically vast province KwaZulu-Natal is, and you can only imagine of how much police were stretched if they only had two water cannons and the lack of stun grenades at the time. He also spoke about him, of course, approaching national government for help that they should deploy the members of the South African National Defense Force here. He says, although they had then asked the national government to deploy at least, although they were told that 500 were deployed, he said only about 120 did make their way into the province, and says that the South African National Defense Force itself had problems with the vehicles, Ray.
Problems with the vehicles. This sounds like an absolute logistical nightmare. It sounds like lessons needed to be learned from what's happened here. What did the Premier say about this? Did he come up with any solutions or any perhaps requests for next time if this happens?
But in fact, Ray, he pointed to the issue of the South African National Defence Force distance. If I could point at it like that, he would say that different provinces have certain key points. For an example, he pointed to the SABC and pointed to the universities that are around each province, and says these are some of the institutions that are most likely to be attacked when there's unruly sporadic attacks and protests, and said that, but you'd only find out that there's no military base within those places that can actually respond to the matters. And in fact, he also spoke about police, saying that police were not trained to handle such a situation back in July, saying that there should be more that is done for police, because he says the provincial government also played a role by asking private sectors to actually donate vehicles, both for the South African National Defence Forces and police to use at the time, because he's saying he also made rounds around the province looking at the police stations as to whether they're going out to assist other police on the field. And he said that you'll find that in some police stations there's a fleet of vehicles that are not working. So, like we are saying, Ray, it certainly is a lesson to be learned from the government side.
Yeah. And then Gauteng Premier David Makhura also testifying at the inquiry. What has he had to say?
Well, in fact, he's still on the stand now being questioned. He expressed disappointment, Ray, about the response of law enforcement agencies at the time. He says the unrest surely is something that was planned. And of course, social media posts that you would have seen at the time on Twitter, Facebook and others. He says those were the signs that, you know what, we have a big thing coming, because it started in KwaZulu-Natal, and he says, given the relationship that the two provinces have, something that started at the other provinces most likely to follow in the other provinces, saying Gauteng should have expected it. And in fact, after social media posts that these sporadic protests and the incidents of looting and disruption of infrastructure and business premises might also make their way to Gauteng, he then says police should have been on standby in this regard, but says he is very disappointed with their response, Ray.
Eyewitness News KwaZulu-Natal reporter Nhlanhla Mabaso.